Classic Rock 98.7 with Eddie Money. Take me home tonight. Massey Valley News coming up top of the hour. My name is Ernesto Garcia, and we are welcoming the man who knows everything going on with NMSU athletics. That's because he's the head guy in charge, the number one boss, the cream cheese himself. That's NMSU Athletics Director Mario Mocha. But before we welcome him into the studio this morning, go Aggies! Good morning. We are in studio speaking with NMSU Athletics Director Mario Mocha, and glad to see you, Mario. And it's great that the Pan American Center will have some life to it this coming up Thursday and Saturday as we welcome back our NMSU Aggie men's home team 37 days on the road. And I'm sure they're glad to be home, but they might feel a little odd being at home now after all this traveling.
37 days, you know, there's only two schools that have had a longer gap. That was Penn and Harvard. They were gone for 39 days.
Wow.
So that's out of 351 Division I schools. So yeah, we've been gone forever. You know, people who've checked our social media, you know, we try to do a couple little skits with the guys not being able to remember to get in the locker room and all that stuff. So we'll keep posting those little skits that we taped throughout the week.
Well, the good news for you is your stepwatch is going to be going because you'll be up and down the stairs again. You're going to be like, oh, I haven't seen these stairs in a while.
Yeah, unbelievable. But I tell you what, the basketball team did a tremendous job. 7-1 away from home, you know, 2-1 in the Diamond Head Classic. You go on the road and you beat UC Irvine, who was, you know, supposed to be the Big West team to beat. Then you go on the road with three straight conference games. You beat Grand Canyon and Bakersfield on the road, which, you know, we stumbled last year losing those two games. So, you know, off to a tremendous start. And, you know, it's critical that we get a big crowd, you know, for the guys, how they feel, for the retention of the coach, you know, a million other things. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on Thursday and Saturday from a promotional standpoint, I think, to entice people and make it easy on their wallets to get in. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on both Thursday and Saturday.
And we got tickets for you to win. Keep it right here so you can listen to win and get those set up. Also got to point out the women's basketball team, number one in the WAC as well right now.
Yeah, you know, women started off at home in the WAC, went 3-0, so we're off to a great start. And, you know, with the younger team, with them still kind of feeling their way a little bit, you know, you just don't always walk in with a new coach and go 15-3. Sometimes, you know, there's a feeling out process, things like that. And remember, you know, Track was here for 6 years, and, you know, Brooks replacing that versus, you know, replacing a Paul Weir who was here for 1 year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but we're off to a great start, and I think the young ladies are playing well. When you got the best player on the floor and Brooks Alice, you always got a great chance to win. She just eclipsed the 1,000-point barrier, and she's fun to watch. So they're on the road, and hopefully they'll keep it up.
I got one more thing I got to point out. It's party time on Saturday. We got a big promotion going on, and we're inviting everyone on campus. We're inviting everyone, now that the students are back, we're inviting everyone in town. Now we get to get that big celebration that we've been waiting for a long time with our NMSU football team.
Yeah, no, and it's a long time coming, but at noon, down at the plaza on Main Street, the city has done a wonderful job with partnering us and taking the lead on getting people to that event. But it's just going to be one big celebration, so it's going to be in conjunction or kind of at the very tail end of the farmer's market, so we'll have vendors out there. You'll be able to get your bowl gear. We'll parade the coaches and the players in up to the stage. You know, we'll have posters for autographs. We'll have the obligatory speeches. You'll have a chance to mingle with the players, get pictures, have the trophy there. The bowl reps will be there from the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. So it's going to be an exciting time, and that's going to also dovetail into that Saturday's basketball game.
Now, if I wanted a picture next to the trophy, how do I? You know what? A donation to NMSU might help me get that picture. But I think that would be
we'll
a smart
have the trophy
one.
Out there on Saturday, and we'll also, you know, we're going to do a big celebration at the basketball game leading in, and we'll have the trophy on the North Concourse, so people will be able to take pictures with it and see it and everything else. So it's going to be exciting.
I'll tell you what, I've been waiting for this party. It's finally here, and I can't believe we're finally the Aggie basketball team is home. 7 more games, 6-4, 6-14, 20. You can still get some good packages left for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, this Thursday, so tomorrow, you know, we've we've got a huge game. We've got Seattle. You know, we're going to give away 1,000 hats. You know, we've got a series of 4 hats. This is number 3 in the series. So the first 1,000 people through the doors will receive a free Los Aggies hat. We also got a 90s throwback poster. And I'm going to tell you, people are going to love the poster of the basketball team. They'll also be able to get that autographed after the game. So it's going to be really exciting. You know, we're going to have a scholarship giveaway at halftime. We're going to have 5 New Mexico State students down there with a chance to win a free tuition. So it's going to be a great thing. And as always, we'll have $5 tickets on the day of the game, 174 lower level tickets that people can take advantage of. So, you know, we need to have a huge crowd for that game, and hopefully we get it with the free hats and the $5 tickets.
You're on Twitter. People want to reach you. How can they do so?
You know, they can just get me on, you can always email me at mocha@nmsu.edu, or you can, find me on Twitter. I don't even know what it is. I think it's Mario Mocha NMSU.
There you go.
I think that's what it is.
Like, with all the handles we're trying to memorize, that's fine. Mario, let's say go Aggies, and we'll see you out this Saturday.